That's right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. A very, very special episode of Save City of Heroes Radio, broadcasting live on the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park and Paragon Chat. Broadcasting live in City Hall and Champions Online. And, of course, broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio chat room like we always do. And why is that? Two reasons. One, it is National Superhero Day in the United States of America. But more importantly than that, it is the 12th anniversary of the very first opening of City of Heroes. And I've got a host of people to help me out tonight. Of course, my sidekick numero uno, the man, the legend behind the Titan Network that was so instrumental to the player community during those years that City of Heroes was up and active and running crazy and wild for everybody. The one, the only, Tony V.
Howdy.
How was that for an intro for you tonight, sir?
That's perfect.
See?
It's actually also National Heroes Day in Barbados.
Really?
Yes.
And it's National Superhero Day here, too. What a quinky-dink. You would almost think when they were playing to open this game, they had planned it for that.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's actually like a national holiday in Barbados. So that's kind
in Barbados.
Cool.
It's a national holiday here. Well, it's a national day. I don't know if it's an actual holiday. Yeah, it's not. Not yet. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. And, interesting, in the foreign markets, Captain America Civil War has opened outside North America.
Oh!
You have to wait until next Friday. I know. So, foreigners, no spoilers. Please. Don't say anything for a week and a half. I'm going next Friday. I don't care. I'm going to go see you next week. Please. Keep your mouth shut. And I'm going to bring on one more gentleman. One of the co-leaders of Paragon Dawn, who's at Command Central for this epic event this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, Mad Viking.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And how are we at Command Central tonight, sir?
Well, I am over here on Champions for people who, one reason or another, cannot get onto Paragon Chat. And there are a few people for one reason or another. So I talked with Takeets and said pretty much, you know, we'll hold down the fort over here. You guys over there in P-Chat have a ball. And we got, as you can see, we got a good crowd.
We have a good crowd over here. Yes, I'm a few feet away from you. We have a good sized crowd here in City Hall in Champions Online. We have a tremendous, this is the biggest crowd I've ever seen in Paragon Chat. DJ Valor or DJ Nexus now is hosting a show for the Cape Radio. I believe there's a costume contest going on. And if I spin around, I'm spinning around people. Smile. I'm spinning around slowly. There was a big group behind me before up on the next tier. I always hang out in the middle tier of steps. Let's see who I got here. I got Sword Wielder, War Cabot, Frigid Bridget, Court O'Roy, or Cortori, I'm sorry, Blue Storm, Damien, Saturn in, Quick Shot, somebody behind Saturn in, I can't see. Okay, now my screen just froze up. Of course it did. Come on. Oh, don't do that. Miss Megajewel. TKO has joined us. Oh my god, there's so many people. I got booted out of Paragon Chat before. Ultima. He's hanging out right by me. And I'm spinning around. I'm spinning. I'm trying to spin. And there is a whole host of people hanging out over under the Statue of Atlas. Way too many to go through right now. My God, I'll try and get some names later. Would you like to do a roll call here in Champions Online, sir?
I can do that with a simple click of the button here and just hit search. And here we go. Turnic Almighty, Masquerade, Sovereign Reign, Emperor, Sector Protector, Cipher, or Cypher. It's one of the two.
Cypher sounds better. Go ahead.
Okay. Kriya of the Void, Desdemona, Belladonna, Rimshot, Miraculous, Galena Wainwright, Nalab, MK14, Little Miss Scoth Girl, Malcia Takar, Bordercliff, Pogo Man, Silver Spar, and myself.
Cool. Thank you all for tuning out tonight for this epic event. All courtesy of, I want to say, Taquit and Nightshade. This is their doing. Way to go, guys. Nicely done. And they're forming a fusion force from the Triumph server. And we have big news. Taquit is now a member of our beloved Paragon Dawn. And hello, Void Summoner, hanging out, just snuck in next to me in Paragon chat. We got all kinds of crazy stuff happening tonight. And for all of you tuning in, thank you for tuning in. Yeah, this is a little bit early and different, earlier night, earlier hour. But we're on the air doing our thing. We got some things we're going to go over. Of course, Saturday, last week, if you tuned in, we were talking about tabletop games because this Saturday is International Tabletop Gaming Day. And Tony, remember all those games I told you about last week?
Yeah.
I have them all in my possession right now, ready to go.
Woot. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I got some extra ones, which I'm going to get into. Let me open the box. It's a big box I have here next to me. If you could hear me, I am opening the box as we speak. Okay. Do you like Munchkin? Not the Dunkin' Donuts treats. Munchkin? Well, if you're a Munchkin maniac, we have Munchkin Deluxe, which I already had from last year. We never got to play. Munchkin Foo. Super Munchkin. Munchkin Marvel that just came out this week. I got Batman action. I got Batman Flux. I have Batman Love Letter Batman, or Batman Love Letter. I have Sushi Go. There's a Batman Flux, and I have Zombie Dice. You have to be careful when you open those so you can get any of them. And, of course, as I said, in our house, Rummy Cube is a big game, so we are going to be playing that. And also, on a whim, I looked up some role-playing games. Champions, they have a new edition now, Champions Complete. It's a bigger book. Everything is updated in there. And then I got the new Mutants and Masterminds rulebook and the Game Master Guide. I have a few books on. But I found out through the publisher, they had an open license agreement with DC Comics. And they have the DC Adventures written with the Mutants and Masterminds rulebook. And just so happens when I was on their webpage, they had a sale going on. I don't know if it's still going on. Each book, normally $39.95, they were $14.95 each. At that point, I did the math and said, I have to get these four books. And with shipping and handling of $14.95, it is $5 less than a price for two books without shipping and handling. And I said, how can I complain? How can I go wrong with that price? And they came in the mail today. Had a chance to peruse one or two of the books. Very cool. The rule book is basically just a reprinting of the main Mutants and Masterminds players book, but you get pictures from DC Comics in there, and there's a special chapter where they give you stats for some of the main heroes and villains of the DC universe if they were in Mutants and Masterminds. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I'm all set for gaming this Saturday, baby. I'm all kinds of fired up. You fired up, Tony? Tony? Did I just lose Tony? Hello?
Tony's not here at this time, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, he'll get back to you as soon as he can.
Oh, no. Okay. As I was saying, he had to go take a... Okay. Never mind. He had to go take a Yeechy stomach break. Are you fired up, Mad Viking, for all that gaming I just mentioned?
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready to go, man. This box is packed and ready, packed, locked and ready. And when Tony V comes back here, I was going to do this last week, and I think because we got so caught up in talking about International Tabletop Game, what was I going to say? Somebody sent me a message here. I had to go over my loot crate. I finally got my very first loot crate in the mail last week. I was so excited, but we got distracted, so I'm going to open that tonight for everybody. I already opened it. I'm going to reopen and show you. Did I read those anime books? No, I do have them on my computer, but I was very sick last week, and I forgot about them. I'm sorry about that. We've had some family issues here, and again, I've been busy with that too. I apologize, but it is on my list to get to them. This week coming up, I promise you.
All right, you have to excuse me here. I have people asking.
Go ahead.
About it mentioned on Cape, since Cape is doing the music.
Okay. Yes, Cape Radio is providing the music tonight. Thank you, guys. Oh, okay. They turned them into an anime TV show now. Okay, very cool. Very cool. And Colbot Ezrin is saying that we actually broke 100 people in Paraguay earlier today. Well, damn. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Very cool. All right, so we're okay. So I guess we'll keep talking. We're just waiting for Tony to come back.
Mm-hmm. Now, a whole lot of people are here over on Champions, and they're, you know, people are going like, "Don't you remember me?" And, you know, I'm seeing the battle, and everyone's talking about, you know, how they this was their first 50, this was their first Keldean. Remember particular things?
Oh yeah, that's always fun to do when we talk about this. So okay, so who was your first 50 in Champions? I mean,
it was in fact Mad Viking. It was just a little bit different, a little bit hairier, a little bit bigger.
I
rain like a codpiece.
Okay, Mad Viking was your first 50 in Champion. Sorry, I did it again. City of Heroes, not Champion.
Yeah, it was Mad Viking.
Yeah, and Pokemon was my first 50 also. It took me about 3.5 months to get him there because I played with a great group every night. And I took some flack in the role-playing community. It's like, oh, you got there too fast. You were grinding every night. No, we role-played, but we had a big group. We had a super group of 8 people dedicated to playing almost every night. And we played every night for 3 or 4 hours. I was addicted to this game when it first came. I was completely addicted. I couldn't wait to get home to play. So while we were waiting for the whole crew to get on, we would role-play for an hour or two here and there. And then we played for like 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
So I put
I'm gonna ask you to be a Western Union for the moment for the people in Paragon chat. Rinshot is asking if anyone in Paragon chat remembers Ballerina, Papa Wheelie, or SL33T.
Wow. All right, where are we seeing these names here?
It was a private tell to me.
Okay, I'm gonna type this out here.
Yeah, Ballerina, Papa Wheelie, and SL33T.
Does anyone? What was the first name? Battlerina?
Battlerina.
Like Ballerina, but battle instead.
Correct.
Battlerina, the second name? I'm sorry.
That was the first name. The second one is scrolling up because Papa Wheelie.
Oh, Papa Wheelie. Okay.
And SL33T.
Wait, hold on. Papa Wheelie. And the other one was, I'm sorry.
SL33T.
SL3TT?
Yep, sleep.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm asking in. Okay, thank you, Razio. The Destroyers join us now, hanging out, holding torches. Okay, we got a Mountain Dew Slurpee hanging out now. I don't know who that is. That's a good, I believe that's a good friend of ours. Also, Deviant Rose, Seeker Huntress, Fallen Rose, Duchess Regina, and Mistress Caprice. Where's Detroit? You need her. Trust me, it looks like her crowd. And there's Helen of Sparta.
Oh, it's inevitable. Detroit's got to make a showing somewhere.
I know. But she's not here yet.
It could be still early.
Paragon server represent. We had a Paragon server? Because it was Paragon City. I don't remember a Paragon server. Oh, God.
No, there wasn't a Paragon server.
Right.
I guess they're, you know, talking about with... maybe Paragon Chat is now the Paragon server.
Oh, well, that would make sense. Yes, that would make sense. All right, we're still waiting for Tony to come back. Poor Tony.
Yeah, I was like, once I don't know if Takeets is listening. If he is, I want to thank Takis and Nightshade for letting us help in this particular event.
Yes.
Pogo, you know from past that we held down the we were holding the torch over here on Champions for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a rather unique situation for me to not fully be in charge of an event.
That's very cool. What I was going to say, if anybody wants to call in, join us on air, reminisce about City of Heroes, tonight is the night to do it. You have one or two ways of doing so. You can either call in at 646-478-0073, or if you're in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, there's a lot of guests there. You can scroll up to the top of the page. You should see a blue square with a white S in the middle that stands for Skype. You click on that, and it's a free call into the studio. And as I've been saying for years and years doing Blog Talk Radio shows, free is good in today's economy.
Mm-hmm.
And Mandu Slurpee just said all we're missing now is Lucas popping. I think it means Luska popping up in the lawn. And of course, that was reminiscent of the last days of City of Heroes, when the GMs would pop, when the devs would pop open Luska tentacles. And actually, we had a couple of Luska heads up that last week. Luska made it to land. We don't know how. Damn, that's the pipe. You know, it's all those sewers underneath the city that we used to go down to. See, this is what happens. You don't keep them clean, Luska pops up, finds her way through.
Yeah, but you never were able to go underneath to see the rest of Luska.
Yeah, maybe we didn't want to. All right, Tony, you're back.
I am.
You missed my roll call of games I was mentioning I had ready to go.
I missed all of them.
All right, well, it's a bunch of Munchkin games, Zombie Dice, Sushi Go, was it Batman Love Letter, Batman Flux. Yeah. Oh, and then the Marvel Munchkin came in today. And then I mentioned I had ordered the new Champions, or the newest edition of Champions, the role-playing game. And Mutants and Masterminds, I decided to order some books. They had a sale going. But then I noticed, using the Mutants and Masterminds open license, DC Comics put out their role-playing game, DC Adventures. And they had a crazy sale. Each book, normally $39.95, was on sale for $14.95 each. So with the $14.95 shipping and handling, I got all four books with shipping and handling for less than two books would cost without the shipping and handling. So such a deal I got there. And Nightshade is saying we do have winners of the costume contest for Time Travel and Alternate Universe. Third place, Lieutenant Carson. Second place, H.G. Well of the Furies. And first place, Indifference Engine. Congratulations to our winners of the third. Of the current costume contest winners. Woo! Hold on. Ready? Congratulations.
Yay!
There are your winners. Whee! And from us, you win a big box. There was much rejoicing, but from us, you get a big box of nothing.
Runners-up will get Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Yes, but you have to go buy it at the store yourself. But you get 10 internet points. And with those points, you can get a big box of nothing.
No, you have to sing that. Rice-A-Roni.
The San Francisco treat.
Oh, I think we're dating ourselves.
I think in San Francisco they still sell it like that. But is it really the San Francisco treat?
It is. I went to San Francisco, nothing but Rice-A-Roni. In all the restaurants, it was weird.
That's funny.
I kid, but you know, I like Rice-A-Roni. It was a staple of my diet in college. So you know,
I like rice. Yes, I like Rice-A-Roni.
A lot of people went the ramen and cup of noodle route. I was the Rice-A-Roni guy.
I think I would have gone Rice-A-Roni too, because I think there's too much salt in the ramen, for my take. I don't know how much salt's in the Rice-A-Roni. I'm sure there's a lot of salt in that one too, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I was trying to do a who all thing. Let me see if I could do that here. Oh, good Lord. This is going to be a long list if this works. Oh, my God. All right. You ready? You want me to try this roll call?
Go for it.
Oh, my God. Remember, there's like 100 names here. Oh,
Every time you say roll call, though, I can't help but think, you know, Cambot. Gypsy.
Gypsy.
Whoa.
Yes. And I want to ask you a question about that in a moment. But first, here we go. Pokemon. Hey, I'm first on the list, even though my name starts with a P. Go figure. Ultima. Amanda Panda. Artorias Rex. Escalon. Atra Domina. Battle Dog. Battle Doll. 1, 2, and 3. Blue Storm. Captain Marvel. Cobalt Azurin. Katori. I don't know why I couldn't say that name. Costume Judge. Damien. Let's see. Danny Joestar.
Costume Judge. I wonder what he's doing.
I don't know. He's judging the trivia contest. Danny Joestar. I said that one. Disturbed. DJ Nexus from the Cape Radio. Dr. Strange Fate. Eloyne Spectre. I hope I said that right. Angle Cosmos with a K. Fabled. Fallen Rose. Fighting Blaze. Frigid Bridget. Goddess Diana. Oh, I gotta scroll up. Sorry, guys. Goddess Grace. Guardian. Haggis. Halo Kitty. Helena Sparta. Hyperstrike. Icy. Indifference Engine, who just won the costume contest. Krigan. Or Krigan. I think it's Krigan. Lagman. Lieutenant Kit Carson. Lycan. Madam Awesome. Maya Shakti. Sorry, Maya Shakti. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson? Ms. Megajoule. Monsoon. Mr. Ultimate. Mountain Dew Slurpee. Oh, I scrolled too far up. Hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that Mountain Dew for me. All right. Nightshade. Thank you. One of the organizers of this fine event. Capital O, period, little O, like an eyebrow raising. I swear to God, that's his name. One Hit Wonder, also at the Cape Radio. Overrun, Pack Front, Flogiston, Quick Shot, Rip Hunter, Robo Monkey, Saber, Saturnin, Shell Game, Solar Eagle, Steel Helm, Super Chris, Sword Wielder. I wonder what their powers are. They use guns. Templar Stone, 13 Stars, Tim the Enchanter, Tony V is here.
Woot.
Trace Your Vampire Erotica. Vivi Yee. Or, yes, Void Summoner. War Cabot. Wild Justice. Without. Wild Knights. And Yankee Doodle Danny. Woo. That was some roll call. And I swear, that's the biggest roll call we've ever had in Paragon Chat. Okay. But in the Blog Talk Radio chat, we have the Blog Talk Back to Basics Radio host. That'll be myself. Guest 1287. Guest 1451. Guest 1479. Guest 1486. Guest 1513. Guest 1572. Guest 1657. TJ Matt 2000 and Tony Vasquez. Whew, we got a lot of people here. Okay. So we're back. That was some list. But Tony, I have something really cool tonight. I didn't get to do this last. My very first loot crate came in last Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
The opening of the loot crate. Okay, let's see what we got. The theme was Quest. So I have a black t-shirt here with a purple design. Gee, it's a maze, like a labyrinth. And lo and behold, David Bowie as the Goblin King. And there's some a collage of characters from the fine movie Labyrinth. I guess we're not going to get a sequel now, as I had heard that they were finally going to do. They might do, but it just seems wrong to do it without David Bowie. This is very cool. I got a Loot Crate exclusive, a 20-sided die ice mold. Basically, it's a big plastic thing here. What you do is you fill it with water 80% of the way. You put the top on it, and it sits in your freezer for 68 hours. You pop it out, and you have a giant palm-sized D20 ice cube. And if you want to use it for your role-playing games, you have to play awfully fast, or the room has to be incredibly cold. And if it is, I wouldn't suggest holding in your hand that long, because it might get stuck. Okay, so that goes there. I got a loot pin for April 26th quest. They say if you go to the website, I haven't done this yet, it unlocks something epic, which I will do in a few minutes. Let's see here. I got something very cool for Vikings. It is a Viking horn. It's a Floki. It's a Floki drink mug, and it comes with a leather strap. You sit it in, and it sits around your neck. It goes to your chest. It sits about stomach if you're sitting down, and you drink from it. You just fill it up. You drink from it.
Just like that.
Just like that. Oh, I have a pair of Harry Potter socks. Has different things from the Harry Potterverse. I have a cardboard tube, and has a poster for Uncharted, the new one coming out. And then on the bottom, it gives you a small catalog for Quest Adventure Awaits, and it's a catalog of everything you've gotten here. So that drink thing was an exclusive Vikings drinking horn with a strap. You put it around your neck and you drink from it. It's very cool. Let me see if I can find that poster. I should have just looked in there first before I started pulling everything out at the same time. Yes, yeah, the exclusive Labyrinth t-shirt, Ripple Junction is the name of the shirt. The exclusive D20 ice mold, which I'm seeing here. And it shows you what the D20 ice cube looks like. Loot Pins DLC. Trying to see what it said. Never free, never winter, blah, blah, blah. What? Okay, I guess if you download the pin code, right, you get, for Neverwinter, you get a gelatinous cube companion to walk around with you. I think that would be hilarious. That's awesome! What's your minion? Nothing? Go ahead and go in that room? I don't hear. Okay.
So you get Jell-O.
You get Jell-O, yes, but I don't think you want to eat this Jell-O.
And there's always room for Jell-O.
That's right. Okay, I'm looking here. Now they're saying a bi-monthly crate of official Firefly gear and collectibles. This crate's theme, let's be bad guys. It features an exclusive Jane Little Damn Heroes figure, a cunning t-shirt, ordered by May 15th at 9 p.m. Pacific time, loot.cr/getfirefly. Okay, there you go. And then they have some featured looters, of course, Abby Darkstar, who is infamous for going, you know, she gets the loot crate and she goes onto the website. She has her YouTube page and she videos her opening the crate. Okay, so, and for everybody who orders a loot crate, you go into a raffle drawing, a lottery drawing. One lucky winner gets a $2,000 value mega crate. The mega crate has in one Harry Potter hardcover collectible box set, all the Harry Potter novels, hardcovers in a beautiful case, collector box to hold them all in, a one first four figures Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess Zelda collectible figure, seasons 1 through 3 of History Channel's Vikings on Blu-ray, one gold iPad Mini 4, 16 gigabytes with Wi-Fi, and one complete bundle of Jazzwares Adventure Time plush toys. Very cool. Then 15 lucky winners will get the Mini Mega Crate. Winners will get a 16mm copper metal die set and a Harry Potter wand, pen, and bookmark set. And that's in addition to the crate you already got here. So isn't that something? And I think this one cost me $14.95. If you gentlemen don't mind, I'm actually going to go to the page now. I'm typing it now. It would help if I spelled it right. Let me see if anybody has called in. No, no callers. Come on, guys, don't be shy. Call in.
Well, you know, with everything going on, you know.
I know. I know. If you guys just want to hang out, that's fine. We'll be talking. This is what we do for the show for 90 minutes. We still have an hour left of our show. Oh, okay. I got it.
I am so just sitting here, like, in private chats and tails and stuff. Really, it's hard to keep track of the chat and Paragon chat because there's a
so
lot
much
of people
going on there. You're right. There's so much going on.
This is like, this is seriously reminding me of the game. Like, when we had it up and running, everybody would congregate in Atlas Park for events and hang out and chat. And it's cool. It's very cool.
Well, you know, it's been a while since any one of us, well, the exception of me and Pogo,
right,
seen an event go past 15 minutes of a costume contest.
That's true.
So this is like really reminiscence for a lot of us. Well, we're going to do one later on in the year, but that's another
right
subject. But, you know, the fact that, you know, some say it was the game, it was the community, it was the combination of the both that really brought the magic for City of Heroes.
And it really was,
you,
yeah.
You really couldn't have one without the other. Or did I just kill the chat on that one?
That was, it was so thoughtful. I just sat here in stunned silence processing it for a minute.
Okay, so it says here, yes, for Neverwinter, you get a free gelatinous cube companion. Okay, but where do I get the, hold on here. Okay, so you unbox your pin. I did that. I log in to get my code.
Okay, for a moment I thought Dietrich was here. No, we have a tune named Delta. I was going like, wait
wow
a second. No, we might have to fire off the Dietrich signal. Someone play Motley Crue.
Oh. Okay, there we go. I got it now. Okay, there it is. I'm just going to leave that for later. So what you do is you click on the Loot Crate subscription 1. It'll give you a code if you play Dungeons & Dragons online. If anybody plays it, I don't play it. If anybody wants my Gelatinous Cube Companion, let me know, because I think I do have a Neverwinter character, but I just haven't even played past the intro. So
you played Neverwinter? I have a few high-ish level characters on there.
Oh,
no, yeah.
Very cool.
I think I got one all the way up to the max cap, which at the time was 40 or so. I can't remember.
Oh,
it's been
a while
since I played.
Lotro, Lord of the Rings Online players. This weekend it begins the anniversary, or this week began the anniversary event, which is the fireworks festival. And Susie, I talked to the day, she also told me that they have raised the player level cap from 100 to level 105. which they talked about doing last year. Sorry, I just need to sit there. My throat got really dry really fast. So, there you go.
And look out, Pogo. We got someone with a squeaky toy ready to hit people with.
Where's
he's
this?
Right behind you.
Uh-oh. Ooh, what gentleman is this? This is a squeaky toy.
It looks like Volcana and Delta is having squeaky attack.
Wait a minute.
But they just got quarter-bombed.
Wait a minute. They're doing PvP in front of me. What the hell? I'm stuck in the middle of a PvP.
It's not PvP. They're just
yes
hitting each other with squeaky toys.
I need to get away from here. I'm going to hang it over here. But sheesh. How rude.
And the latest toy, yes, a sword that makes squeaky noises. When you
and where
get
did
it,
get that
no
from
damage. Okay, I'm going to be quiet for a little bit because I got to type the list for Nexus.
Okay. You do that. I got some water balloons. Oh, we got disco balls going off. We got all kinds of crazy stuff going on here. My goodness. All right, let me go back to playing my air guitar. And there's just craziness in Champions Online tonight. We got all kinds of crazy stuff going on tonight here. Goodness gracious. I can't believe it. Let's get, all right, enough of the loot crate tonight. We can talk about that next week. Let's see what's going on. We got some all kinds of craziness going on over there. We got some over here. Excuse me about that. Let's see here. All right, I got an update today. Let me do the update. I'll do that now. We just have one. Heroes and Villains, number 177. Excuse me. All right, this week we've been doing some more work on the animation system for the game. We've been finalizing the way that we'll be rigging the standard human and humanoid models for both players and NPCs, as well as how to handle the extra costume parts such as capes, wings, hair, and so on. Because of the increased level of detail in the model of the models in Heroes and Villains compared to the ones in the City of Heroes, the animation rig for them also needs to be more complicated than the one used in COH. For example, as our models have separate fingers and thumbs, these all need separate bones on the rig to make them move properly, unlike the solid block of fingers on the COH models. Another area where we're adding a lot more detail are the faces. So rather than the fixed painted-on faces used in COH, the ones in HAV will be fully expressive, not just for emotes, but during other gameplay moments too, such as combat. This means that it'll take longer to create the animations, but we feel that it's easily worth the extra effort because of the extra level of realism that it brings to the character models. And have a heroic villain this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. And there you go. For those tuning in, and you haven't already, we do have, Save Series Radio does have a Facebook page. You just type in Save Series Radio, go there, hit the like button. And for example, tonight what I'm doing is, as we do every week, every time we talk about a link like that update right there, I post the link to it under the under that week's episode link. And Tony, wow, we are up to 257 likes.
Woot!
Thank you all, guys. Thank you guys so much. I don't know what we're going to do if we hit an epic number. So there you go. And thank you. Wow, Sean Lee Wood, he shared the link for tonight's show. So thank you. And I don't know why I am seeing the picture for my other show I do. I hope I didn't. And I could have sworn I picked the right one. I hope I didn't do that. I didn't mean to do that. But I'm looking here now at the list of events that are still forthcoming. 7 p.m. Eastern. We're in that time block. The Cape Radio Live with DJ Nexus starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's now 29, so he's been rocking and rolling. We have Trivia Contest 7:15. Upcoming 10 p.m. Eastern. 2 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time or 7 p.m. Pacific Time, the Atlas Park Weenie Roast in DJ Valor's last broadcast. And then we have a Costume Contest Finals for Mr. and Ms. Paragon City 2016. And that starts at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, finished typing. We got 26 people in the Champion City Hall.
Wow. And that's just in one building in Champions. One little building.
Mm-hmm. And I'll do the roll call here.
Certainly.
Turnic Almighty, Volcana, Masquerade, Crystal Silverbolt, Sovereign Rain, Delta, Miss Fireflight, Sector Protector, Omega Woman, Omega Kid, Cipher, Creo of the Void, Nocturnal Watchman, Desdemona, Bellanda, Rimshot, Stormcaller, Galena Wainwright, Hyuna, Little Miss Goth Girl, Emperor, Malaysia Takar, Mordeglyph, Pogo Man, Silver Star Blue, and myself. Counting it, making it 26.
Very cool, very cool. Well, I'm not going to do the complete roll call that we did before for Paragon Chat, but we'll say, who do we got here? We got Weepaw standing next to me, Saturnin hanging up on the top tier right behind me. The names I'm going to mention now, they're all standing up on the top tier, almost by the doors leading into City Hall itself and Atlas Park. Quickshot is there. Flogiston is hanging out. Damien. Blue Storm. Disturbed. Nine Lives. Work at Nine Lives Nine, it says. Work Habit and Sword Wielder. They're hanging out on the steps. Thank you guys for torch holding with me. And Mountain Dew Slurpee, I think that's his name. Mountain Dew Slurpee, he's just running around everybody. Maybe he's just running around taking pictures of everybody.
I'm going to post a screenshot here on my Facebook page. In fact, you know what? I'm going to post a screenshot on our Facebook page.
Very cool. Thank you. All right, I got to fix it. How do I recenter myself? Because I'm facing the wrong way. How do I do that again?
How do you what?
I'm facing the wrong way. I'm facing myself. I want to turn around, so like I'm looking out.
Oh, just hit page down.
I'm doing that, but it's not working. Oh, there we go. All right, thank you. There we go. Do we get any requests? Can the Beast Mastermind silence their beast, please? Which is funny because we don't have powers in the game yet. So, well, it's Paragon Chat. We won't have powers. Except we have movement powers. We got, what do we got here? Walk. We have sprint. We have super speed. Fly. Super jump. And ninja run. Yeah, we got all kinds of craziness going on here. People are just trying to cram in this little room. This reminds me of that Marx Brothers movie. They're on the boat and everybody's just cramming into their little locker room, their little closet of a bedroom.
Well, the idea of hanging out in this particular room, I have to give credit to where it was due. It was Softlex, one of the members of Paragon Dawn. It was the first closing anniversary.
Yes, okay.
And me and Rain were just hanging about going like, wow, no one's going to do anything about this. All of a sudden, we see in Cape channel chat, hey, come on over to the City Hall. I'm going to be by the Globe, so remember this. Me and Rain went, okay. We ran over. We started having some fun, and then we started telling people, and they told their two friends, and they told their two friends, and the place got packed. The best part of that whole night, I still remember, I mentioned it a few times, and was when Dietra came around. Someone called in to bring in Dietra. Dietra came walking in. We're all doing the worship emote. Doing all hail Dietra.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny. The first thing he says, you know, usually I get charged for this.
That is funny. So, I had mentioned this to you before. We were talking right before the show started. As we said, it's National Superhero Day, and it originally started by employees at Marvel Comics back in 1995, but it's become a celebration of all heroes. So if you do charity work, you're a hero. Congratulations. Thank you for everything you've done. And I don't know if you guys saw it, the big thing this week. They released the official trailer for Batman: The Killing Joke. DVD coming out this summer.
Not
the official trailer. Right, the official trailer's out. Oh my God, I can't wait. And of course, Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill reprising their Batman: The Animated Series roles as the iconic Batman and the Joker, respectively. I can't wait. Okay, I don't know. What the hell was that? That's weird. I was going to click on something. All of a sudden, this news broadcast popped up. It's a weird full-page commercial. Oh, they're doing a Tomb Raider reboot. Alicia Vikander is going to be Lara Croft.
Ah, the girl that was in, what was the movie where she played the robot? Ex Machina or something like that.
Oh, Ex Machina, yes, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Did you see that? That was actually I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Believe it or not, I haven't seen that movie yet. But I will say this, with X-Men Age of Apocalypse coming up, they've released a new trailer. And in that trailer, they have updated Apocalypse's look. Some people have complained he looked too or not what Apocalypse should be. But then people realized they were still working on the CGI for him, and that was just a release they had done. But now he's looking like the Apocalypse we all know. So there you go.
There you go. Sophie Turner's in it. So if you want to see Sansa Stark being badass. Yeah.
And good segue. Thank you. I was just going to say, Game of Thrones premiered this past week. What'd you think of the episode?
Oh, man, I can't believe they all died.
I know. My God. Okay, obviously he hasn't seen it, so.
I have seen it, actually.
You did see it this week? Okay.
It's one of those things that you can't really talk about because you haven't seen it, so.
That's right. But it was very cool. I thought it was too short. It was only 55 minutes long. I was expecting, you know, usually the premiere you expect to go over an hour or the finale, the season finale, but this is like 55 minutes. I was like, that's it?
Well, here's the problem. I've seen this is criticism, and it's not major criticism to me, but that the first episode of the season, this has been true in past seasons too, is it's just kind of like to check in with all the characters, you know?
Yes.
So you get to see 5 minutes of each because they have so many storylines now. And now I saw one criticism that said, I mean, like, for example, the whole Stannis thing, you know, that they've split that, you know, into like three separate storylines now, or and so it's got, you've got all these characters, you know, and you didn't even see some of them. You didn't see like Sam Tarly, and you didn't see who else did you not see? You briefly saw what's his name, Bolton. What's the evil guy who?
Oh God, I forgot the name.
Shoot, I'll think of it in a second. I'm having a brain fart, but you still didn't even see some of the characters. But you know, it was just sort of like, well, let's give everybody their 5 minutes, because you know, most of the other episodes only focus on like two storylines or maybe three.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well,
but
and
each one during the season kind of goes around the Bran. That's who you also didn't see.
We didn't see him. Well, you know what's funny?
They did show him in the preview for next week. So,
well, what I was going to say was in the books, books 3 and 4, book 4 goes back because in book 3 they didn't even mention some of the main characters. You have to read book 4 and it goes back to the beginning of book 3 and tells you what they were doing the same time that everything happened in book 3.
But it was. I mean, I thought it was good. It was just, that's why it sort of seems short, is because each character only got like 5 minutes and then they had to move on to someone else. But they'll probably, in the next few weeks, they'll probably do some of the longer form, you know, where a character will get 30 minutes or 40 minutes and another character will get 15 or 20 and the others you won't see at all for another week or two. But I thought it was good, you know.
You ready for this?
Thrones, so.
Yes. Speaking of dying in major shows, there's speculation here from Cinema Blend that there are three Avengers are rumored to die in Captain America: Civil War.
I doubt they are, but not serious.
But these are who they're betting on: War Machine, Scarlet Witch, and the Falcon. I don't see any of them dying.
I got to go with Cap on that one because he did die during the original.
Well, that was afterward. Cap. Wait.
It was still part of it.
Right, but they said War Machine, Falcon, and Scarlet Witch, so. And this survey they have here, 38% of the people took the survey said War Machine, 30% said a different hero, and he said tell us below. Right, and then of course they bring up the end of Civil War, Captain America died, yes, in the aftermath, right. But then it got better. Somehow.
Are you going to go see it when it premieres?
I would like to go. Yes, I would like to go see it Friday. Before we do next week's show. So obviously we're not going to do a show tomorrow night because we're doing a show tonight. So enjoy the extra day off this week.
What's
I say? Let me see what's going on here. Oh, okay, you took a shot. Okay, very cool. Yeah, let me go check out that picture. I have to refresh the page.
I'm on night shift right now, so, you know, I can do the show until 6 a.m. if you want.
No, but there's another show on after this, and that's why. Otherwise, I would have done it on normal time. So
bastards.
That's right.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
That's funny.
That's
there's
cool
a character picture. Standing. There's a character right in front of me called Indifference Engine.
Yes, he won the costume contest before. And we know the reference to that one, so. They won the future, I think, was it the future or time travel one? Something like that.
So he also gets the Rice-A-Roni.
That's right. Rice-A-Roni. That's San Francisco treat. And people in San Francisco are like, what the hell are they talking about? We don't eat that crap.
I don't know. If you're in college, I bet it's still popular. Rice-A-Roni is actually pretty good. Have you ever had Rice-A-Roni?
Oh, I love Rice-A-Roni. But I'm saying, you know, just say it's a San Francisco tree. I bet people in San Francisco are like, no, we don't need that.
It was a marketing gimmick. But, I mean, you got to have something to sort of – it was a catchy jingle. Everybody remembered it.
Yes, it was. Ooh. Okay. May's theme for the Loot Crate just popped up. This theme, ready for this one? Power.
Hang on. Okay,
go
for it.
Power.
They're going to, like, ship you a box of capacitors or something?
I don't know. It's just a power. Unstoppable, unrelenting, unbeatable. And then they show a picture of an orc from Warcraft. So I guess it's going to
be, one of the freaks from Independence Port.
No, but it looks like Marvel, Warcraft, and Dragon Ball Z are going to be the main. It's $13.95. It's $19.95 for the Loot Crate, the main the Loot Crate. I'm tempted. I wonder if I go Loot Crate DX. And that wouldn't be G-Generation. I think that's a double size. Because that's like next level loot.
Okay. Pointing this out now.
Yes.
If you're in Champions
yes.
and you want to see the old City of Hero comics, talk to Rimshot.
Okay.
He has a link to the old comics of City of Heroes.
Yeah, I think we have them posted somewhere, don't we? I thought we
maybe,
did.
I think we did, but you have to check. You have to go all the way down and check the link somewhere. I don't know where. But if you look at the links, you'll see a picture for it. Let me see if I can find it. It's got to be there somewhere. But hold on, man. I want to see. Okay, the Loot Crate DX. Okay. It's $30 more. But you're getting like $100 worth of stuff, they're saying. As opposed to the one for $19.95, again, $50 worth of stuff.
I don't know. You know, I've never been a big fan of the pay us money and we'll ship you cool stuff, but not really tell you what it is.
Well, I mean, some of the stuff I got was very cool, though. I mean, some of that. That's,
oh,
that's...
I don't disagree. There have been a few things I've seen people get through Loot Crate where I was like, oh, that is really cool.
Yeah.
But still, it's like. I'm always afraid I'm going to get a box of stuff and be like, oh, this is crap.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I ever get anything I don't like, I will figure something out.
Well, ship it to me in case I do.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'll ask you guys if you want it. Yeah. That's what I mean. I'll go through you guys. Or I was thinking maybe if we hit some epic number, I'll, you know, put some things aside and put them in a safe sewage radio discard a Loot Crate box thing and ship it to we'll do like a random thing one of these days and I'll send some things out.
But then you always kind of hate to get rid of it though, because you know what if it's worth $1,000 in you know a year?
Yeah, that's true. That's
kind of like, oh damn.
I went to my comic book store today and I decided I bought this action figure Green Lantern called the Emerald Warrior. It's green because he's translucent. It's like he's powered up. And I went home, and I'm looking for an eBay, and people are selling this thing for like $75. And I bought it for $14.99 out of my local comic book store, which I got to give a shout out to tonight because I promised I would. If you're in the Shirley area or in Suffolk County, go check out Atomic Comics on Free Comic Book Day, which is May 7th, a Saturday, at the store. Sean Chen, the artist, and Greg Pack, the comic book writer, are going to be signing there from 3 to 4 p.m. at Atomic Comics all day, 20% off everything in the store. And they're going to have some kind of limited, exclusive limited edition store print available that day only. And they're going to be open from 12 to 7, 451 Glen Drive, Shirley, New York, 11997. Their phone number, 631-772-5232. But I have a Greg Pak story for everybody. I met him at Icon, and we were talking. You know, usually at Icon, I saw him for a couple of years. And this particular one, it was a couple of weeks right before Civil War came out. And I was sitting there. I'm going, I'm really worried about Civil War. I'm picturing how this thing is going to end. He goes, well, how do you see it ending? And I said, this is what's going to happen in the comic book. It's going to come down to Team Captain. Captain America and Iron Man fighting it out. There's going to be a pause in the action. Captain America is going to look around, see all the damage they've caused from this fight. And all of a sudden, Cap's going to surrender to Iron Man. No. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be very cool. It's awesome. I've read it. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to love it. Oh, Greg Pak, you bastard. You tricked me. Because sure enough, that's exactly how it fucking ended. I'm sorry for the language, but that's how pissed I was. So that's my Greg Pak story.
Well, there you go. I think in the movie they're going to start talking about each other's mother or something. And
which movie? Oh, Civil War, yeah. Yo, mama. Don't you talk about my mama. Oh, I just did. Oh, no, you didn't. I just did. Oh, no, you didn't. There's going to be a slap fight. I know it. They're just going to start slap fighting each other.
So when is it out?
Next Friday.
Or premiere.
Oh, the comic book or the movie?
No, the movie.
Next Friday.
May the 6th. That's next Friday.
I just said that three times, but that's all right.
You did not. You said it twice.
I'm sure I said somewhere else in there. Yes, earlier.
Maybe, but still.
Okay, what's going on here? Lineal is talking. Are we having another costume contest? Okay, he's hosting an All-American Heroine costume contest. The rules are one costume per contestant. Please don't switch costumes during judging. Only people on the ledge, costume starts, will be judged. There will be one winner who will be eligible to participate in the next and final contest. And that they will go on to the finals of the Mr. and Ms. Paragon City 2016.
Let me look at some of these. I'm not a judge, so.
Remember, it has to be All-American.
All-American?
All-American.
That's when you start playing the Hulk Hogan song.
That's right. That's real. No, wait, that's real American.
Oh.
There's somebody who looks like a Royal Canadian Mounted Policeman.
Disqualified. Okay, so anyway, let's take really quick.
Kick him out. Ban him. No.
Sorry, Dudley Do-Right. You're out of here. You are out of here. Okay, May themes for the power is power. May is a big month for big summer movies. All those epic matchups inspire you to look at some of pop culture's most unstoppable, unrelenting, and unbeatable characters and items. No one crate should have all this power. Subscribe by 5:19 at 9 p.m. Pacific time. There's 21 days, 2 hours, 57 minutes, 23 seconds.
There's someone named 13 Stars. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Sure enough, he's got 13 stars on. So.
Well, of course he did.
I just had to make sure that was accurate.
Okay.
Now, I know what I'm about to mention is a bit of a downer, but it did happen.
Okay, Debbie.
And some people, you know, consider wrestling
oh,
a little bit of the... on the superhero side.
Yes.
And we lost one last week in the form of China. It's like, it's kind of hit me a little hard because I actually worked with her when she was in Alamorada, Florida. And yeah,
oh, wow.
Some people confused that she worked at a strip joint. No, that wasn't a strip joint. It was a Melons was a Hooters knockoff.
Okay.
So she was just walking around with wings going, you know, you want these wings. But
Go ahead.
But like I said, you know, I did work with her. I did know her for a while. Would I say I was buddy-buddy? No. That is, I get to know her and do miss her? Yes.
I always liked her. I thought she was
the ninth
force
wonder
of
the world.
I mean, when you look at her, oh my God, she was.
You know, she's the only woman to ever hold the Intercontinental title. She wrestled men.
Did you ever watch that movie, Frank McCluskey, CI? She was in it.
No, I didn't know she was in that. Oh.
Oh, well, watch this movie called Frank McCluskey, CI. It's actually pretty funny. It's a comedy. It's kind of a stupid comedy. But, I mean, it's intentionally stupid comedy. But I thought it was kind of funny. She was in that. They had her in a skin-tight leather cat suit. Pursuing Scott Baio of all people, but
really,
yeah, it was. It sounds dumb, but it was pretty funny.
Cool,
but yeah, I always liked her. I didn't watch a lot of. I stopped watching wrestling probably right around the time I got out of high school, but I was aware of her and I saw her on TV a lot, and I always thought she seemed pretty cool. Mm. I didn't even know she did like adult films until she died, and I was reading about it.
I haven't seen it, but I heard that she was in a parody, a XXX parody of the Avengers, and she played She-Hulk.
Well, there you go. I was not aware of that until about a week ago. So
yeah, and it's funny because they said she wasn't going to get into WWE Hall of Fame after that, and we were laughing because we said, well, WWE set up the thing. She did a Playboy shoot that was set up by WWE, and they're saying because she did the porn mag, she wasn't going to get in the Hall of Fame. It's like, wait a minute, you set this up for her, and now she's not going to the Hall of Fame because of that. But now Triple H has gone on to say when he finished, she goes, no, she's definitely getting in. She's definitely going in.
Now, I do remember when I was in high school, they had a show on, what was it, the Ladies of Wrestling or something, but it was kind of silly. It wasn't like, you know, it was more meant to, like, show off, you know, fit women in skimpy outfits than, whereas China was more of like a mainstream wrestler. Like, you walk up to China, you'd get the feeling that she could probably kick your ass, unless you're, you know, The Rock or something.
Right,
but
right.
If you're just an average schmo like me, it's like, she wasn't someone I looked like I would want to mess with. So,
well, that was the point. So.
Well, it was the point. I mean, that's sort of what made her famous, and you know, more power to her. I always thought that was pretty cool.
But as you getting back to the subject at hand for tonight, the City of Heroes celebration. I don't know how it is on Paragon Chat, but you can see a little bit of a dwindle because it's going to like a tag team. Tag at the moment for people wanting to eat at the moment.
It
but
looks like
still lively.
Chat, I was going to say, Paragon Chat looks like it has picked up big time. Because the costume contest, and after this one, they're going to have the finals. And then DJ Valor is going to go on from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. And we're going to have the Atlas Park Weenie Roast, a group photo. The costume contest finals, and a few surprises, they're saying. So I don't know what's in store, but we only have about 22 minutes left, and then we're out of here, and we could join in all the fun. Again, not saying we're not having fun here. We're jamming out. We're hanging out. And I want to say the guys did a great job with this. Takeet and Nightjay did a fantastic job putting this together almost at the last second.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty impressive. There's a lot of folks on. I've actually seen some folks. I saw some of the taxi bots earlier, and there's some Yahoo over there called Pogo Man. I think I've met once or twice, but
man, that guy's around. Jeez, crazy. Always talking about that damn radio show they do. God bless. Trying to see. Well, we got more people. Wow. And we have a lot more people hanging out up on the higher tier steps now. Night Stalker Jr., Notorious Rex, War Cabot's still hanging out. Quartory is hanging out. Vertigo's joined us. Dragon Fur. Lycanthropus has joined us. Blue Storm is there. Damien. Quartory said. I'm sorry about that. Dreadnought has joined us. Saturnin's still hanging in there. Quick Shot. And there's somebody in the back that I can't click on to see who it is. I'm trying to get an angle.
I'm glad to see, you know, people's going like, thank you for holding the event over here on Champions. You know, I like I said, I knew there was going to be people that was either not going to go because they won't or they can't.
Okay. I was going to miss Mega Jules, though, when I couldn't click on until now. And Tony V has now joined me on the steps.
Well, I had to come over and see this person whose name you keep grossly mispronouncing.
Which one is that? Court?
I'm guessing it's probably Quartory.
Quartory, okay. I was saying, I keep wanting to say Corduroy. I'm like, that's not it.
Yeah, you can call him Corduroy.
Yeah. Corduroy,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's probably better to call him Corduroy than to call him It's just that their name is
I said their name. Hey, Luna Moonchild was hanging out. I don't in the
like
they left.
Like Bruce, what's his name? Bruce Campbell in Army of Darkness.
Klaatu, Varatu.
Did you say every word? Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, I said them all right, more or less, kind of. What? Klaatu, Varatu.
I got a lot of folks hanging out under Atlas statue.
What?
There's a bunch of folks under Atlas statue.
Yes, there's a huge bunch, like over 100 people. Okay, why don't you go over there and give us a head count?
One, two, three Hyperstrikes over here. He always does. He has an event every year that he does. What is it, some sort of gaming convention?
Oh, I don't know.
There's someone who created a character named Michael Jackson who's doing his pop dance. I'm gonna petition that.
Why?
Actually, he made a couple of videos on YouTube.
Wait, there's a cat named Crispy Fried Chicken.
I'm going to petition them, too.
Why? Is Leroy Jenkins gone? Leroy, come get your Crispy Fried Chicken.
There's no one to petition to.
Yes, I know, but I'm just saying, who the hell are you going to petition for what? I'm gonna type a strongly worded letter on the internet. Ooh.
I'm gonna create a change.org petition.
Oh no, I'm shaking in my boots. I really am.
I'm always amused. I hate to say this because there was a change.org petition to save City of Heroes, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, that doesn't do anything.
I signed it. Well, it was the principle of the whole thing. Damn it. Maybe
well,
you didn't.
I mean, they did get credit for bringing back Family Guy. I got to give credit where it was due.
I remember when Family Guy was about to air on Adult Swim. I called one of my friends that night when I saw the commercial, and I was playing City of Heroes, and I said, "Oh my God, Family Guy is coming to Adult Swim." I was like, "What's Family Guy?" And they're like, "Oh, is that? I swear to God, I wish I had a dollar every time somebody had said this about Family Guy back in the day before it came back." Oh, is that the cartoon where the dog talks? Yes. and so does the baby. What the hell? That's what you find amusing. Have you ever seen Scooby-Doo?
I hate that show. I hate
that
show.
That show
is
awesome.
I despise
so
that
cool.
I like The Simpsons, but I hate The Family Guy.
Why do you hate The Family Guy?
I hate South Park, too. I can't stand South Park. I loathe South Park with a purple passion you cannot measure.
A purple passion?
Because it's stupid. It's just not funny. And Family Guy, I mean, it's funnier than South Park. I'll give it that. It does have its moments every once in a while. But most of the time, I'm just sitting there like, that's so stupid. But... And I like stupid humor. One of my favorite movies is Airplane. I love the Naked Gun movies.
Oh,
and all
I love
but
Airplane.
But Family Guy, for some reason, I don't do Seth MacFarlane. I just don't grok him. I'm not, for whatever reason, I don't like Family Guy. I don't like, what else has he done? He did that movie, A Million Ways to Die.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was okay. That wasn't that great.
Now, I will say this about that movie. It did have one scene that was hilarious, and that was when he ducked into the barn and saw Christopher Lloyd in there.
Yes, that was great.
That was hilarious. But other than that, what was the movie with the bear? Didn't he do that one? Ted or whatever it's called?
Teddy Bear. There's two of them.
I watched part of the first one. I hated it. I absolutely love that one. Let's see. What else has he done? I didn't know he did several of these cartoons. I never watched Johnny Bravo or Dexter's Laboratory. I mean, I saw a few episodes here and there.
He did those?
He wrote some of the episodes, yeah.
Oh, he wrote some. He wasn't the main writer. I'm sure he guest wrote, but he didn't.
Let's see. What else? That's about it. Family Guy, Ted.
I just don't care for animated shows. You just don't like animated TV shows for adults.
No, I love The Simpsons. The Simpsons are hilarious. Right. and that's what some people kind of get. They're
Simpsons,
like, well, how can you like The Simpsons and not like Family Guy? To me, it's just a different. The humor is just slightly twisted off enough that it's like, yes, I like that, but I don't like that. So, I personally like Seth MacFarlane. He seems like a really nice guy, and he's done some charity work and some PSAs and stuff like that that are really good. So, I have no problem with him personally. I probably wouldn't mind hanging out with him, but. I cannot watch Family Guy. That show gets on my nerves really bad. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. That's your opinion.
There are a lot of people out there who really like it, and it's a very popular show. So I acknowledge that although it's not my cup of tea, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, it's a terrible show or anything like that, because, you know, it's just what you like, so... But anyway.
No, it's fine. No. It's okay.
Did we get a winner of this costume contest? Or?
No, they're still in the middle.
I see them still lined up.
Yeah, we might not get
the very end here. I like this monsoon guy. I don't even remember that logo being in the game.
Sure.
But I guess it was. I mean, not that I don't like the others.
But that's who you're voting for. That's who you'd be voting.
Not that I have a vote or anything. I'm just sitting here looking.
All right.
I can't see. That guy's like dark red on dark blue. I can't see his costume.
That's the point.
Oh, there we go. It's a letter A.
Hey, there you go.
I like right wing. Right wing is kind of funny.
Is he conservative?
I'll tell you what it reminds me of. You remember the Muppets with Sam the Eagle?
Yes.
That's what he reminds me of, Sam the Eagle.
Ooh.
And the name with the, he's got the eagle head and the wings. It's just sort of, it's funny to me. I like the Canadian guy, not the guy with the leaf on his, but the guy who's, he looks like an RCMP officer. Now, I know for the theme of this, he's probably not going to win because Canada, but still, he looks good.
Cool. I changed the subject. Robert Downey Jr. is saying that he would be up to do a fourth Iron Man movie.
Yeah, I'm going to have to throw my supports behind Monsoon. That's my
okay.
That's my guy I'm going with.
All right. Very cool. All right. So he's going. Okay, so you're going Monsoon.
Can you see the people from up there?
I can see the names. I can't see the costumes, really.
Oh, you should come down here and look at them.
Well, I don't like to leave my spot when I do the show. Oh, screw it. I'm coming down. All right, I'm coming.
You don't like to leave your spot.
I know. Well, it's when I do the show, but I get screwed. We got like 2,000 people hanging out.
It's not like there's a microphone up there.
That's true. Oh, man, my I got my thing set up here. And so, oh, yeah, that is very cool. I do like that.
It's like, I don't want to leave my, here, let me go look at that. Okay, I'm looking at the people in the costume.
Hang on. Wait a minute. Let me get the portable mic unit. Cameraman, follow me. Let's go, go, go.
Doing a satellite broadcast.
Hold on, wait.
We now go live over on Safe COA's podcast.
Hold on. Ready? Wait. I'm over here now looking at the costume contest. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
I moved the microphone away from my mouth as far as I could.
You'll have to do, like, remember the old Saturday Night Live skits with Al Franken where he would wear the satellite dish on his
head? I'm... Oh, God, it broke again. Damn it.
I remember one where he was out in the desert, and he was talking about, it's really getting his like, skin was all cracked and broken and everything, and he was talking about how he was so thirsty he was going to have to start drinking his own urine, and I loved those skits. And now we go remote to Al Franken.
RW Warrior. Jack Victories looks cool. Ultra Star. There's the fried chicken, crispy fried chicken. Captain Superhero, what a great name. 13 stars.
Captain Superhero.
Yeah, this guy here, I don't know what the hell his costume's supposed to be. Screaming Eagle, Captain Avenger, Eddie B. Oh, Right Wing. Yeah, he really looks like Sam the Eagle. United Champion.
What is it Sam used to say? Something about you are all weirdos.
Something like that. Born on the 4th of July. Indivisible. National Trust. America Man.
United Champion looks good. In all capital letters.
Wait, who are we looking at?
United Champion. Indivisible looks good. That's a good name for a tanker.
Yep. Oh, yeah, United Champion. Where are you? I don't see you.
I'm down on the other end. I'm looking at Colonial now.
Oh. Well, there
Colonial
you go.
Looks good. I like the historic theme.
Oh, that is cool. With the tricorn hat.
Yeah, I'd have to go between Colonial or the guy on the other end, Monsoon.
So you're going with the guys on the two ends and everybody else in between can
with right wing a close third.
Okay, just we have just over 7 minutes left in tonight's episode of Save COH Radio. We have taken to doing our own judging and commenting on the costume contest going on. Can't believe, I'm trying to get this. What's his name? Gauthier Schellmann? He's got a French first name and a German last name.
Gauthier.
Gauthier Schellmann.
Selman.
That's not American at all. What the hell is he supposed to be? I think he should be disqualified.
Ban him. I'm writing a petition.
I'm going to write a petition with a strongly worded letter to the powers that be here. Oh, Colonel Glory. I don't know if he made it in or not, but yeah, there's Timothy Horton, the coffee shop, the Canadian coffee shops. That's a Canadian guy you were talking about.
Yeah, I'm still sticking with Monsoon and Colonial.
Yeah,
I like
Monsoon. That's very cool,
that's
man.
That's a nice little
Mr. USA just jumped in. I don't know if he's going to be allowed.
Is it allowed?
I don't know.
Oh, right wing logged off.
Oh. Great. There goes one of our finalists.
Well, they all look great to me.
Here, I'll come over here and keep your spot warm for you while you're...
You just won my spot, you bastard.
That's what it is. Yeah. There we go. Get out of the way. Move.
Get out of my way, you schmeckle. I'm there. I got it.
Get out of the way.
You're the co-host. You stand there. No, I'm the host. I stand here. You're the co-host. You stand over there. You see the X? That's for me. That little spot's for me. See, we got this. What was I doing? Oh, hold torch. There we go. There, I'm holding torch. You can't push me out of the way now. She's trying to fly around and push me down the steps. What the hell?
There.
Come on. There aren't that many people in the contest now. But there were quite a bit of people under there. So. Sorry, I'm surprised Dietrich didn't come out tonight for this.
Is Dietrich not on the Cape?
Wait a minute. Diamond D is in the Cape Radio.
There, I'm doing a headstand.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm literally standing on your head.
Oh, you stand on my head? Great. Well, guess what? My torch is right on your ball sack. I'm sorry. I'm going to be graphic here. Look. You see the torch I'm holding? You know, goodness gracious, great balls on fire. Yes, yours are on fire. Holy mackerel. The hell?
Give me the warm and fuzzy feeling.
And not in a good way.
Let's see, who else have we got over here?
Oh,
hey,
okay,
Megazool.
Screaming
Megazool
Eagle,
is brightest saying,
costume,
hey.
Please step down. So I don't know what's going on. Okay, folks, as you
know.
Can tell, we're just scooping around. We're just waiting. We're hoping we get the winner of this last contest.
I think I might have to take a bio break, though.
You got 4 minutes.
Yeah, we got 3.5 minutes. Okay, so if we get the winners here, they're going to announce them in they're going to announce it, obviously, in Paragon Chat. And the winners of that, all the winners of the costume contest tonight will go on to the finals of the Mr. and Mrs. Paragon 2016. Wish I'd known I would have made some better costumes. It's okay. I'm fine. Congratulations to all the winners ahead of time. Obviously, we're not going to be on air for the other events going on tonight. I guess they're going till 1 a.m. Hold on a second. Okay, so I mean, Johnny Ehrlich, who's joined us, he's asking, so you can only log on Paragon Chat if you have a copy of COV downloaded. No, there's another way to do it. I just don't know how. And Sebastian Moglia has joined us also in the Blog Talk Radio chat. Thank you all for tuning in tonight and hanging out with us. We're under 2 minutes left. Normally we do a show Friday night from 9 to 10:30. We're not doing that this week, as we did this special episode tonight to be part of the City of Heroes 12th anniversary coverage. Obviously, it's the would have been the 12th anniversary of the game first opened. Actually, it is the anniversary, because you know what? It opened. We're celebrating when it first opened. You can't take that away. You know, obviously the game is no longer here, but guess what? We have Paragon Chat. We're all hanging out. And the game did open 12 years ago today. Yes, you're welcome, Sebastian. Sorry about that. You know, because I can't stare at the chat, because I got the Blog Talk Radio chat. I got Champions Online open on the same computer. And then I'm checking out what's going on Paragon Chat with everybody. Okay, Johnny's saying he was known as Butterfingers on the Champions server in COV. Well, thank you for hanging out, Johnny. Thank you, Butterfingers.
And I typed this already in Paragon, not Paragon, and Champions, but I'll say it here. Want to thank Pogaman and Tony V for broadcasting Save COH Podcast and Champions, as well as P-Chat. I told the people that they can listen to it anytime by going to the Safe Seaways Facebook page for the link to this podcast.
Yes. If you came in late, like I said, if you're on Facebook, go to Save COH Radio. I'm not abbreviating it. It's actually Save Space COH Space Radio. Hit the like button. Every week, I usually set the show up the night before. Today, I set the show up this morning. I set the radio show up. I post the link once the show is set up. I post the link for that week's show in the Save Series Radio page. And then if we any links that I have links to that we discuss, I put under that week's episode. Oh, he says, please don't call P-Chat. No, it's Paragon Chat. We'll never call that P-Chat. We only have 10 seconds. Okay, really quickly, happy anniversary, City of Heroes. I wish you were still open. Now the day goes by, I miss you. I always picture Arrow looking at me, and I always feel like he's going to say, like, I failed the city. I hope you look at me and go, yeah, you're doing okay. Enjoy the rest of the evening, guys. A lot of stuff still coming up. Not sure what it is. Like I said, join us either Paragon Chat or obviously here we're done in like a minute. So thank you all for tuning in. Have a great night. We'll see you next Friday night. Don't forget this Saturday is International Tabletop Game Day. Enjoy those games. Get out there in the game, people. And I think we are now in the after party. And we have to get out of here in 5 minutes.
All right. Well, I'll get back to running over here on champion side, so I'll do my traditional say goodnight, Gracie.
All right. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Right, there you go. All right. Mad Viking's going to head back over to Champions Online. Good Lord, I got too many things open tonight. I'm going to hang out here in Paragon Chat for a few more minutes because there's some stuff happening here. I'm not sure if I'm going to be on Champions Online that much longer because I'm sitting at my desk and my back is really sore today. So if I can't, I'm sorry, but I will keep the Paragon Dawn IRC chat open so I can communicate there with you guys. And perhaps we can do some cross, keeping up with what's going on here. Or,
gotcha.
Mad Viking, if you want, we could set up a Skype call. We can do a private Skype call,
okay.
Skype chat. That I'm gonna go heat up my dinner though. I got some. I'm doing real well on my diet. I've lost 22.5 pounds in like 8 weeks. So slow and steady is winning the race there, people. So I'm gonna heat up my steamed chicken and Chinese mixed vegetables. I got some garlic dipping sauce on the side. It's like a special garlic brown sauce. Very good. I enjoy that. So I'll be having that. So. Tell you what, let's get out of here because the next show's coming on. We're in the after party. And I'm going to go hang out by the costume. I'm going to go hang out by Atlas Statue.
I'm going to hang out with John.
Okay. John who?
My John.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yes, I got you. Yes,
sorry, guys.
Feel better next week.
My stomach is like killing me right now. So I will be in and out.
All right, feel better, and Tony, please enjoy International Tabletop Gaming Day Saturday.
Will do.
And I think I'm going to post in Save Series Radio for a bit. I'm going to keep everybody updated on the games we're playing over the weekend or on Saturday. Because Mom's saying she's not feeling good. I got a feeling this might be a Saturday-Sunday thing. But anyway, I might make a weekend out of it. Who knows?
The Shadow knows.
The Shadow do. Try and type this in quick. Happy 12th anniversary, COH.
Oh, if you find out who made the 12th year badge, pin it.
Oh, did they make the 12th year badge?
I don't know.
Because they usually do something. I don't know what happened to it. I'll ask over here. All right.
Okay.
Okay, seriously, I got to log out because they're waiting to come in for the next show. Sorry about that. Okay, we're out of here. Tony, do you want to join us in the private? I'll add him to the chat. He can join us if he wants to. I'm sure he took off already. All right, so we'll see you next Friday night, 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And with that, so I'll set up, give me like 15 minutes. I'll set up a private chat for us, a Skype chat for the three of us or whatever. We could just hang out all night or whatever. All right, have a good night, guys. To all the listeners, thank you guys. You guys rock. We love you. happy anniversary, City of Heroes, you wonderful superhero role-playing game. Please come back soon. With that, we're out of here. I swear we're out of here right now. You guys do the honors. Say goodnight.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.